Quick Slam this morning, going to feature the 2019 Garden Guide produced by the Old Farmer's Almanac. And joining me on the program is Benjamin Kilbride, editorial assistant. Ben, thanks for coming on the program with me.
Thanks, Brad. Glad to be here.
So what are folks going to find? I think people are certainly familiar with the Old Farmer's Almanac. What's the Garden Guide have to offer?
So the Garden Guide, as we do every year, we like to pack it full of everything that we can't fit into the almanac that has to do with gardening, starting from trends to, houseplant care, growing root vegetables. It really has a little bit of everything.
Gardening, I understand, is good for your health, huh? Have you found that out? Is that one of the features in the publication?
Yeah, so there's we have a great feature called The Joy of Gardening, and it's good physically, pretty obviously, because, you know, you're outside, you're working, but it's also good mentally, and I think it's kind of a really important thing these days because we're all moving quickly and on our phones all the time, and I think we need to take the time to really, you know, sit down or get our hands in the dirt, and growing something in the garden is probably one of the easiest ways to do that, and there's actually certain chemicals in the brain that are activated when you garden. So it's kind of a win-win. You get to grow some food, and then you get to feel good about it.
Many in our listening audience, Benjamin, are into gardening. We get lots of questions on our greenhouse program on Wednesdays. And I think we tend to think of gardening as being those that or my age maybe, or older, but you have found that gardening is finding its way into a younger generation, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, so we've discovered that, it used to be women over 50, but now it's men under 35, which puts me right smack in the middle of that, which makes sense. So the younger generation, we're finding that gardening is pretty great. We're getting back to the land. We're, you know, going out and buying farmland and starting to grow as much as we can, but a lot of us also don't have land, and we end up turning to growing houseplants in pots and, you know, probably too many houseplants. I think that kind of is really interesting because, you know, even if you don't have soil or land outside, you can just get like an old boot and put some soil in that. You can grow something out of it.
So what are our city gardeners involved in when they don't have much space? What types of things? Is it more than just houseplants?
Well, not just houseplants, but we actually have a pretty good article about community gardening and what that does for people in a community, as well as utilizing space that might not be used otherwise. So, you know, derelict areas next to like railroad tracks or on the tops of old buildings. People are turning these in cities into community gardens where people can come together and work together on these farms. And I think that brings an amazing sense of togetherness that we lack, and particularly in cities where it's easy to walk by people and not wave, not say hi. This gets people together, gets them working together, gets them happy together, and then you get to share a meal together at the end of it.
The Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Guide is out for 2019. My guest editorial assistant, Benjamin Kilbride. Before we get too far along, how is the Garden Guide available?
The Garden Guide can be found, if you want to find where you can find it, you go to almanac.com/where-to-buy. And you can type in your zip code, and you can find exactly what stores in your area can sell it. And if you'd like to make it simpler, you can also go to just our website, almanac.com, and you can buy it from us directly, either in print or digital forms.
All right, Benjamin, are there new vegetables coming on at all times that we're growing in our gardens?
Are there new vegetables that we're creating, or new vegetables?
Yeah, newest vegetables. What's the trends?
The trends for vegetables, I think right now, are pretty much a little bit of everything, but we like to focus a little bit on the root vegetables, again, which people can often forget because they're underground. but some good vegetables that you might not think to be growing. One of them would be sweet potatoes, which you can find a lot in markets nowadays, a lot more than you used to, but they're not easy to grow in the colder climates. But that shouldn't stop you if you do live in colder climates, like where you guys are. You can actually do a number of things like cover your soil with black plastic and get a certain variety of sweet potato that takes less time than others to grow, and you can be growing them in your backyard.
What about things like herbs? Is that a trend now across our country, people growing those?
Absolutely. Herbs and definitely beans are a huge one, and different kinds of different kinds of beans, because they have a higher form of protein that you usually can't be finding in vegetables. And this is actually a little bit to the side, but an interesting fact is that broccoli actually has more protein in it than a steak. The same amount of steak.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought that. All right.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, no doubt. So when you pick up a garden guide, are there some tips that can help out our gardeners?
Absolutely, there are some tips. We have everything from the different tools that you can buy to how to store the vegetables once they're harvested. And we always have a section about different pests that come around and the common ways to be able to deal with them, which I think is a pretty, that tends to be one of the biggest questions when people come in to ask gardening questions is, sure, this thing's going wrong. How do I fix it?
Yeah.
I'd say besides pests, the number one thing that you can do to help your garden grow is to have healthy soil. We have an article about the effects of pH and what to do about that. So you can easily find really simple pH tests for your soil, pretty cheap, and it goes a really long way to making sure that your soil has the right pH for the things that you're going to be growing in it, which, often is not the first thing that you're going to be thinking about when you're growing vegetables. But, if you have healthy soil with a lot of organic matter in it, it's going to help you leaps and bounds later down the line.
And I think when we think of the old Farmer's Almanac, certainly we think about weather. What about the garden guide? Do you have some help there?
We don't have much for weather in the garden guide itself, but if you ever want to find that information and you don't have the almanac itself, you can go to our website and you can type in your zip code and you can find out specific weather information for any region of the United States.
All right. Very good. Well, Benjamin Kilbride's been my guest here on Quick's Land this morning. Again, it's the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Guide for 2019 on newsstands. How else is it available? Certainly digital availability too, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, we started putting out a couple of years ago because we realized that there were a number of people who didn't want to be getting something physical or paper, or they wanted to be viewing it on their tablet where they have different gardening information and like a gardening journal or gardening tips, and wanted to have it there as well.
Very good. All right. So again, how can folks find the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Guide?
You can find it at almanac.com/where-to-buy and type in your zip code to find the specific place.
All right. I think it's about $5.99, something like that. Very affordable.
Yep, that's
all right.
Exactly right.
Very good. Ben, thanks for coming on the program. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
All right. Benjamin Kilbride, editorial assistant for the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Guide, has been my guest on Quick's Land this morning.